This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The United States is considering additional sanctions on Moscow in response to the apparent death in an Arctic penal colony of Russia's most prominent opposition figure. That is what President Joe Biden told White House reporters on Friday. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent, Steve Herman, in Washington.
President Joe Biden, in midday remarks Friday from the White House Roosevelt Room, put the blame on Russia's President Vladimir Putin for the death of 47-year-old Alexei Navalny, a longtime Kremlin opponent.
Make no mistake, Putin is responsible for Navalny's death. Putin is responsible. What has happened to Navalny is yet more proof of Putin's brutality.
Biden says his administration is looking at a whole number of options to further punish Russia for what happened to the anti-corruption activist. The president also said the death should spur House lawmakers to quickly approve continued U.S. funding for Ukraine in its defensive war against Russia. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
A New York judge has ruled against Donald Trump, imposing a $364 million penalty over what the judge said was a years-long scheme to dupe banks and others with financial statements that inflated the former president's wealth. Trump also has been barred from serving as an officer or director of any New York corporation for 3 years. Judge Arthur Engoron issued his decision Friday after a 2.5-month trial. The stiff penalty is a victory for New York Attorney General Letitia James. The Democrat sued Trump in 2022 over what she said were years of deceptive practices as he built his company. The Republican Trump says the lawsuit was politically motivated and the judge was biased against him. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com.